Blog Talk Radio.
Right, I'm here at BK Athletics with Seth Bronheim, the Director of Nutrition from UCAN. And Seth, welcome this morning.
Thank you very much.
Mate, just wanted to just have a quick intro about UCAN. I've been taking the product for 3 weeks now. It's basically a super starch,
yep.
A corn-based product that's been...
Non-GMO.
Non-GMO, cooked.
Yeah.
And Seth, I'll let you take the floor.
Yeah.
Better explain it.
Yeah. So we have a carbohydrate with all the opposite effects of typical carbohydrates in that it doesn't spike your blood sugar or your insulin levels. It's called Generation UCAN, and the main ingredient I'm talking about is called superstarch. The reason it's unique is that it was actually meant for medical purposes originally for our founder's son, Jonah, out in Cheshire, Connecticut. He has a rare disease called glycogen storage disease. He basically suffers from life-threatening hypoglycemia. And at night, he has to be fed every 2 hours, and that's really life by the clock. Our founder's wife was afraid she would miss a feeding and missing her alarm clock. She was setting multiple alarm clocks throughout the night. And the only solution to this disease, you know, at the time was to be fed normal cornstarch, you know, the yellow boxes you find in the supermarket every 2 hours.
Right.
So they were looking for a solution, a long-lasting carbohydrate. So after 8 years of research looking at barleys, tapiocas, rices, and wheats, you know, superstarch uses non-GMO corn, but it's cooked over 40 hours with just heat and water. No enzymes, no chemicals. I mean, it had to be natural because our first customers were babies. But when the carb is cooked naturally, the whole molecule completely changes. So when it's broken down, it breaks down very steadily. It more acts like a fiber or protein, but it's fully absorbed as energy.
Right.
Now, I know in fitness and nutrition, we always think about protein.
Yeah.
But we forget about the importance of your brain.
Right.
Protein can't give you the blood sugar you need at the rate you need it. So we have a new category of nutrition. Generation UCAN is slow-release carbohydrates.
Right.
That release is very easy on your stomach. Like, I get so excited about that doesn't spike your blood sugar. Forget that. This is extremely easy on your stomach. Folks who want to have it before workout, it moves very fast through your stomach with a low osmolality, a low stomach pressure. We are not in your stomach to bother it because all the digestion occurs in your intestines.
Right.
Then it's dripping steadily, giving little bits of energy over time, matching the rate you need fuel instead of typical carbs. You know, even healthy carbs like your sweet potato, your banana that give too many calories at once, we're giving it an extended over time. So especially for that workout, you'll stay very steady. Then we had we had studies done at University of Oklahoma on trained athletes showing not only stable blood sugar, but flatlining and a low insulin impact.
Right.
So allowing for fat burning during your workout.
So this has been unheard of in the nutrition field, since day dot, correct? In regard
right.
to a carbohydrate?
Right, because we've always thought to avoid carbs,
right.
especially when you're eating more paleo type, because you want to avoid those negative effects of that spike in blood sugar and insulin.
Bingo. And you also, I mean, my template on nutrition, which is very minimal, but the one template or across the board piece of advice for people is to eat protein with your carbohydrate at all times.
Right.
To negate the spike of blood glucose levels.
Right, to slow things down and... You know,
the absorption.
Exactly. So now we have a carb
right.
that does it on its own.
Right. Amazing.
So when you add carbs to proteins, or only the UCAN carb, now you have a real scenario of, you know, curbing hunger in the stomach with protein, but curbing hunger in the brain with UCAN.
Yeah. And that was interesting. The very first meeting that we had together really struck a chord with me was the effect on the brain, where you said the brain doesn't get tired and it's fuel for the brain. And that's the thing, the biggest thing I've noticed when taking UCAN in my workouts before the open was that your brain didn't get tired. And if the brain doesn't get tired, your muscles can generally adapt to the workload.
Exactly. I mean, before a workout, if you only rely on glycogen in your body,
right.
you're really in a fuel crisis for your brain because you're lacking the energy your brain needs because, you know, your muscle cells get selfish during a workout. They want to use up energy. And especially when maybe your glycogen levels are limited because you're eating paleo, you're not really fully restoring them because you're not having 500 grams of carb per day.
Right.
This way, you're getting fresh glucose out of your intestine into your bloodstream at the rate you want it. And so during your workout, you're 30 minutes into your workout, you're still steady. When you want to pick up the intensity, you're still staying steady. And having the ability to tap into your fat stores allows you to not only be locked into burning your glycogen.
Right. So, I mean, and let's talk about the performance. I want to talk about performance, weight loss, and also, I mean, you know, as a fuel, a meal supplement also.
Yeah.
So how can this improve your performance?
So the fact is that if you can keep your blood sugar steady, you can maintain your performance. You do not need a spike in blood sugar to create an increase in performance. So you can keep, by staying steady and by having your brain have adequate fuel, you can push higher intensities. So it's very powerful 30 minutes into your training when your blood sugar is not dropping.
Mm.
I mean, elite athletes feel like something's almost kicking in.
Right.
They say, what's in this stuff? Caffeine, B6?
Yeah.
And I've had nutritionists tell them, no, look at the label. It's a carbohydrate. It's a slow-release carb. It's completely different.
Right.
So, you know, the fact is that we've had folks notice that their fatigue is lower because you've got two types of fatigue, central fatigue in your brain and peripheral fatigue in your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So by having that blood glucose stability and having that adequate fuel supply to your brain, you're preventing that central fatigue in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
But then also allowing your body to reserve your glycogen for that peak performance, whether that's, you know, your Olympic lifts, your sprint type sessions, your very high intensity, you're able to tap into your glycogen.
Sure.
But at the lower intensity parts of it, you're able to tap into your fat stores. Mm-hmm. That's the ideal fuel flow, and that's power endurance.
Yeah.
All exercise is really intermittent. You're blasting away. You're coming back down.
Right.
Think about your rugby days.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it'd be lovely to have some of this at halftime. And that's, you know, and you also mentioned that the Patriots were taking this product, have been taking this for a few years.
Yeah, I mean,
Can you talk about that at all?
Not really.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, so the Patriots haven't been taking it. So, next point, in regard to, I mean, the key point for as well for a lot of people out there, the members of BK Athletics, is that, you know, we're sitting behind desks all day and always looking for something to keep the sustained energy throughout the afternoon, you know, generally when that mid-afternoon slump comes. So what have we got for the mid-afternoon?
So the fact is that, you know, you got a 3 or 4 o'clock time period where your blood sugar is dropping. You know, blood sugar normally drops 3 hours after a meal, and, you know, you don't know if you're going to have back-to-back meetings. You know, sometimes your schedule is not predictable, or you get stuck in traffic. So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we have a vanilla cream protein-enhanced version that has some added protein to curb hunger in the stomach.
Right.
And again, an adequate serving of the superstarch to curb hunger in the brain and keep you steady.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the thing I've really noticed. I've been taking the protein-enhanced UCAN in the afternoon, mid-afternoon, and not feeling hungry at all. It's 190 calories, and it just tied you over fantastically till dinner time. And in a couple of weeks, I dropped 5 pounds. Mind you, I have been really conscious of servings of food to go with that.
Yeah.
But you know, energy has been fantastic.
Yeah, that's the thing is that when your brain is the limiting factor when you're trying to lose weight.
Bingo.
And, you know, think about the reason you have cravings. Mm. Your blood sugar is dropping.
Sure.
You know, and when your blood sugar doesn't drop, your brain doesn't go, hey, sugar's low, time to eat again.
Right.
And we reach, you think about it, your willpower is lower toward the end of the day. Why can someone who's trying to lose weight always have an easy breakfast? They can always do a few eggs or, you know, some avocado or a healthy omelet. But why is it after dinner, right? Mm. It's always the problem is mid-afternoon because your willpower is dropping.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that's because your brain is
fatigued.
And now by keeping you steady, I mean, we've got professors that use UCAN throughout the day, you know, before their lectures to med students to completely stay steady. Teachers, doctors, nurses, surgeons that, you know, you got a surgeon that has a 5-hour surgery. Now they're having some UCAN before instead of multiple cups of coffee.
Right.
So that's the application as a meal replacement, you know, and again, we always think about protein.
Yes.
But the fact is that protein is one piece of the puzzle, and having UCAN to give you a slow release of energy while keeping your insulin low is ideal for your energy. So now you have energy while you're actually in a negative energy deficit when you're keeping your portions lower.
Yeah.
And now you can actually train harder, because that's the problem also. If you're dropping your caloric intake, you're eating healthier, your intensity of exercise might have to drop.
Right.
Now it doesn't have to, because you're going to have adequate blood sugar during your workouts. And especially happens that drop in energy when you go low carb or paleo during training. Anybody who's gone low carb, you know, knows that their intensity drops. I mean,
bingo, for sure. And mate, who are the people that are taking you? Can I speak about some key well-known athletes?
So we've got, you know, NFL teams, NBA teams. We're in over 100 colleges, and these are teams that get free Gatorade and Powerade, but they buy our product, and that's key. And they use their food budgets, not their supplement budget, because this is a food product.
Got it.
So there's none of that. And I mean, Mev Kozlowski, who won the Boston Marathon, I mean, he's been using UCAN since 2009 when it was in white packets, white letters, before we were a product.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key. So we got pulled into sports nutrition by dietitians.
Right.
You know, and we are a company started by physiologists and dietitians, not by, you know, athletes.
Yeah.
Because they bought in, because they, you know, we had someone look at our blood sugar curve, which looks like a straight red line. His name was Bob Siebelhard. He was an Olympic dietitian for the 2008 Beijing team in triathlon. He basically said this puts the athlete in the ideal performance state. It's going to change his profession and change the way athletes view nutrition.
Mm.
And those are the words that launch us into sports. Remember, this all comes from medical purposes.
Right.
So that's why it's unique, because no one said, oh, we need stable blood sugar for sports.
Right.
No one, you know, people, you know, at the time they thought, oh, sugar-based sports drinks are fine.
Yeah.
There's been no innovation in 40 years.
Right.
We are that next level. We are the innovation, and that's why you know, people in CrossFit are responding so well. They're able to stay steady and push higher intensities with UCAN.
Yeah, it was that's something that I really noticed with the product has been the longevity of energy and ability to just, you know, continue on, and then feeling really good after the workout as well. So I think that you know it's really important to get that warm up not nicely prepped, and then when you're actually going to do the test, and especially around opens time, is to really just warm up the aerobic system and do proper warm up, and then hit the workout with intensity and see how the product is. What would you advise for athletes or our members to, you know, take the product when and where?
Just, you know, you want to have it 20 minutes before you work out. Taste is not the selling point.
Right.
It's a starch. We didn't add flavor enhancers to this to make it taste like juice.
The orange and the cranberry are good.
Yeah, they taste fine. I just like to warn people it's not going to taste like juice.
Right.
You use a scoop with 8 ounces of water. You know, if you have that 5:30 a.m. workout, have it on your way here. It'll kick in during your warm-up. You want to have it ideally 30 minutes before, but I want to do what's most practical for your members too.
Right.
The majority of our clients and our customers are in their 40s to 60s, and they're using a scoop of UCAN before their workouts and a scoop throughout their workday and noticing how just steady they feel.
Yeah.
That's the message. It's a very steady feeling, and it's long-lasting energy during the day. You know, so after a workout, you're not ravenous.
Right.
I mean, the research shows that people gain weight when they start exercising sometimes.
Mm.
It's probably because they eat more to compensate.
Yeah.
And this way, you're staying steady after the workout. Your blood sugar is not dropping.
Mm.
So, again, you don't have cravings after the workout.
Yeah.
We just launched a UCAN snack bar, actually.
Oh, and they are great.
And that's got...
And they do taste great.
Yeah.
They really do. The members that I've given the bars to over the last couple of weeks, and I've been trying them with Janet as well, it's just been, you know, they taste fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, there's 10 grams of the super starch in there. There's 5 grams. So there's, and again, we're talking about the types of hunger. We're curbing hunger with both ways.
Yeah.
Hunger in the brain and hunger in the stomach. The fiber, the healthy fats from coconut oil, and the protein, curbing hunger in the stomach.
Mm.
The UCAN is keeping it steady and curbing hunger in the brain.
Mm.
And it's that perfect desk drawer item, you know, that perfect thing to keep in your car when you get stuck in traffic to keep you steady so you don't come home and... You know, you never want to go into a meal with low blood sugar.
For sure.
And a lot of times when you're going paleo, it's that mid-afternoon where it's the problem.
Right. So where's the product going now, mate? I mean, where are we around the country?
So we are sold at all the Sprouts locations. That's more on the Whole Foods of the West in a way. California, Arizona, Texas. We're sold at Lifetime Fitness. We're now in many CrossFit boxes.
Yeah.
And we're also at a lot of specialty nutrition stores. And, you know, you can always get it on our website, too.
Cool. Yeah, we're actually selling the tubs here. I don't get behind many products at all. But since I've met with Seth a few weeks ago and tested it myself and all the coaches have tested it, we all love it, and we're all taking UCAN. So Seth's actually here this morning giving out a few samples, and if you want to get a sample or try the product, you can reach out to me. And, mates, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And
that was awesome.
Thanks again. Cheers, Seth.
Cheers.
All right.